Today, I am interviewing Charlene Smith, who is a PhD candidate in nuclear engineering at the University of Florida and a graduate research intern at Ecole Polytechnique in France. Welcome, Charlene.
Thank you, Emily.
So I've read a bit about your background, and based on what you've written, it sounds like your experience growing up is partly what inspired you to pursue nuclear engineering. Could you talk a little bit about your background and upbringing and what role it played in your academic and professional pursuits?
Okay. Well, growing up in Jamaica, power and water outages were a frequent occurrence. And oftentimes they'd happen without warning. And even when the power is on, the price of electricity would be so expensive that even some of my family members would resort to nefarious means of gaining access to said electricity. But you know, that was the norm. That was just the way things were. But things would get much, much worse when disasters like tropical storms or hurricanes would occur. During those times, we really see that energy instability is increased tenfold. And it's usually around this time as well that my family and I would really feel the impact of loss of energy or loss of power, because it's the primary need from which so many other needs depend, including food storage and access to potable water. I think for me, there was no defining event that led me in the energy direction. It was more of a day-to-day question of, do you have access to electricity or not? So I was drawn to science because I wanted to be a part of that solution. And at the St. Catherine High School in Spanish Town, Jamaica, I studied science, including physics and biology, but I was also interested in engineering. But at the time, the closest to engineering that I could get was to study, you know, subjects like technical drawing or and building technology. But nevertheless, my education at the St. Catherine High School in Spanish Town, Jamaica, it set a precedence for continuing my studies in science and engineering.
And based on what you chose to pursue in college, it sounds like, you know, these different issues that you experienced inspired you to pursue at first a more renewables route. So a few years ago, I know you wrote an article for the advocacy group Mothers for Nuclear. You talk a little bit about the research that you worked on in college related to dye-sensitized solar cells. Could you share a little bit about that research you did and what ultimately made you transition more towards nuclear as opposed to staying in the renewable energy space?
Okay. So one of my very first research experiences was as an undergraduate student at the Coppin State University in Baltimore, Maryland. And there I worked as a part of a team to investigate these fruit dye solar cells, which are simply these, you know, 25 millimeter by 25 millimeter glass, quartz glass that we coated with titanium dioxide and then stained with a fruit dye. And so the hypothesis there was that the dye from the fruit could absorb enough UV radiation to power, you know, a large device, for example. And so to test that hypothesis, we looked at many different types of fruits, pomegranates, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, whatever berries, you name it. And what we found there was that there was a positive correlation between the efficiency of these solar cells and the darker pigmented fruits. So the darker the fruit pigment, the more light is absorbed. And we're able to do that to the point where we produce enough electricity to get a very tiny fan running for only a few seconds. And that solar cell research, you know, it was very promising, but the research itself had a long way to go as regards to, you know, being an immediate large-scale solution, which was what I was searching for. And so these solar cells that we, you know, we made in the lab, it just didn't fit the need that I was seeking to address. But definitely still on board with renewable energy research, absolutely.
Okay, great. And that sort of leads into my next question. It sounds like you have made this transition to focus almost exclusively on nuclear. But in your opinion, do you think there are ways that nuclear and renewables can complement each other, especially as countries start making these big commitments to decarbonize their economies or meet net zero goals? And if so, what do you think the best ways are for nuclear and renewables to complement each other?
That's an excellent question. So although I switched to nuclear, I still think the role of renewables is extremely important, but we should recognize